You are listening to This Is My IBM podcast. Hear from the creative minds behind IBM. Discover how they turn ideas into action, what inspires them, what has surprised them, and what they mean when they say, "This is my IBM." Hello. Lovely to meet you, Gabby. Right. I just wanted to ask you a little bit about how your life as an IBMer began.
Okay, see if I can remember all the way back a year ago. So I joined IBM in September 2020 as an associate technology consultant. I'd previously done a kind of politics undergrad and then a master's in computer science. And I guess saw IBM as the place that I could combine the two of them and be that bridge between business and technology. So that was me.
And what were your first few months as an IBM consultant like then?
So the first 5 months, I think it was, I was actually working on an internal project for our account. And I was helping to build a tool that would help with one of the resourcing problems that we had. So to make sure that we could find the right people for the client roles that we had, and could easily move them on to the right role. And also that we were upskilling people like me who are joining right at the beginning. I've been in that account ever since, I guess, because I love it there.
And so your first client-facing role, tell us a bit about that.
So that was after the 5 months of me working internally. I joined as a Scrum Master onto an incredible team, and we were working with one of the government departments in our account, trying to transform their digital services and their architecture to be just more modern and better for the future. So I think the thing for me with that was, first of all, it helped me, you know, I was in a really incredible team, had an amazing client, and just it was a wonderful experience for me as my first project. We were also able to completely transform and bring to life this proof of concept that at first no one was really sure whether it was possible. And it's meant that my team have now become thought leaders and kind of subject matter experts on this new architecture, and they're called upon quite often actually to kind of help other teams and show them how it was done.
Just from your first role, and is that the most exciting thing then you've worked on so far, or is there something else that springs to mind?
I think the most exciting one was one that I was working on over the summer with the same government department, but this one was around the idea of bringing in decentralized data stores for citizens. So everyone knows the story of, you know, you have to go and renew your passport and you do it with one department, you have to go and renew your driving license and you do it with another. If you go on holiday, you're filling out a passenger locator form. And every time you're giving almost the same information to government departments. And I guess for citizens, it's kind of like, why do you not already know all of this? Why do you not know who I am? So the proof of concept we were working on was this idea of what if we could put data in the hands of citizens themselves and allow them to just share it with different government departments in a much more kind of seamless, effortless journey, but one that puts them right at the center of it and gives them that kind of control over the experiences that they have. That was my absolute favorite, because we got to speak to, you know, normal citizens. It was the kind of thing that I could explain to my mum and dad and they would be like, oh, actually, I can totally see how this is
really, really making a difference to how the
100%
how the world works.
Yeah, just more convenient for all of us. Yeah. So yeah, that was my favourite.
And so obviously you've been in IBM for this length of time now. What surprised you most since joining?
Probably the kind of how much of a flat structure we've got at IBM. I think I came in and was intimidated because I was working with the CTO of our account straight away, and the relationship that I've been able to kind of develop with him and with other senior leaders has really taught me that at IBM there's no such thing as kind of just an associate or just a new joiner. Our ideas and our potential is very much respected. And, you know, we're seen as just as valuable as those that have had, you know, years more experience, which is, yeah, that was really, really surprising. And it's something that's really helped me along.
And
obviously you've had your client facing role, but have there been other initiatives you've been able to get involved in since being at IBM?
Yeah, I mean, I do a lot of work with the what's now the Black BRG. So we've recently launched last year, and I've been able to work with Black Women of Tomorrow as well, both of which are communities to, I guess, to kind of tailor to the needs of our Black IBMers in the UK, to build a community and a network, and to kind of strengthen us. And I think, again, leading back to the question of what's been surprising at IBM, is actually how dedicated we are as a company to recognizing the needs of our minority groups and to kind of strengthening diversity within the organization. I think it's something that you don't really pick up on when you're outside, but when you get in to the door is really surprising. So we've had roundtables with senior leadership in the UK, and they've really wanted to just sit down with people like me that have only been here for a year and say, you know, how has your experience been and how can we make it better? Like, what can we be doing as, you know, the heads of the UK to make sure that you feel like you have a place here? So
Thinking back to IBM's rich history of inventions and inspirational moments, is there anything, you know, even maybe prior to joining, that made you want to join IBM?
So there was actually a point where I'd gotten my offer and I was thinking again about whether I actually wanted to join, back in the summer of 2020, where, you know, the George Floyd protests were happening in the US, and there was a lot of conversation around racial injustice. And I think tech companies had, you know, a part to play in that conversation. And I remember hearing that we as a IBM, as it was, because I wasn't part of it then, had put a letter out to Congress and had decided to stop selling facial recognition technology and to stop working in that space. And that they'd also tried to inform the US government on how they could improve their, you know, the way that they were dealing with the African-American community. And in the letter, we spoke about a lot of the initiatives that we'd done to further racial equality throughout the years. And I think that was probably the big decision maker for me, because I realized that we don't just talk about diversity and we don't just kind of hammer on about it. We make the difficult decisions that, you know, sometimes might hinder our business, but in the long term, really kind of cement on our commitment to not only making incredible technology and making all these solutions, but also to recognizing the impact that we have on the world ethically. Yeah. And to, you know, holding ourselves accountable for that.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. So then also the last question that I had is around who inspires you. Is there somebody that really plays a part in the way you are?
I think probably my dad. So he grew up in West Africa. He was like homeless as a teenager, and, you know, he made a life for himself that inspires me every day. And I think he worked incredibly hard and found incredible success from it. But the reason that my dad inspires me so much is because, you know, through all of this, he's remained grounded and he's maintained his integrity. And he reminds me all of the time, whether just in his example or actually telling me, that, you know, no matter how far you're looking towards the stars or how high it is that you're trying to get, it's important to be true to who you are and to uplift those that are around you at the same time. So yeah.
thanks for sharing that, Gabby. It's been really interesting to learn more about your journey at IBM so far.
Thank you. And I believe this is it's like a little podcast segment.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So I'm guessing there's someone coming in the series after me.
Yep, certainly is.
Can I pose a question to them?
Absolutely.
I think mine would be, so now you're in this big tech space and you're doing your job. What did you want to be when you were a child? And what would younger you think of your job now?
Fantastic. Let me make sure we ask that question and get back to you.
Thanks,
Gabby.
Thank you for listening to this episode of This Is My IBM. Join us again to find out who the next IBMer is in our series and how they turn ideas into action and what they mean when they say, "This is my IBM."